And there's a good chance that you could be doing Dry January this month, or maybe you've just decided to give up alcohol altogether. Now, after she decided to give up alcohol, my next guest set up a company to organise sober holidays, and she's a very interesting story, and she joins me now. Lauren Burnison, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm brilliant. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Thanks for being here. Lauren, I'll get straight into it, all right? Because I really want to know, like, what made you decide to set up a company that's offering, like, exclusively sober holidays?
Well, Laura, I quit drinking about 8 years ago. I was living and working abroad at the time. And after I quit drinking, I took off on a bit of a world trip. And it was the first time that I traveled without alcohol. And it was just such an eye-opener for me and such a life-affirming experience that when I came back to Europe, I was inspired to create travel experiences for people that don't drink.
So you are someone who has traveled quite a bit. I know that when you gave up the booze, you went on a big trip and this is what sparked it for you. But before that, you had traveled the world. Like, what was the difference for you between traveling as a drinker and traveling as a sober traveler?
Yes, so definitely I've always loved traveling, but my travels definitely took on a whole new flavor. The thing I love about traveling is the intensity, this kind of sense of aliveness. And previously I was looking for this in the partying and the booze. And so whenever I quit drinking, I kind of leaned into adventure travel. I got a bike, for example, and I cycled along the east coast of South Korea. And it was just a complete eye-opener for me. I woke up fresh every day, didn't know what was going to happen, little villages that I stumbled upon, the different people that I would speak to. So all these kind of things, you know, and just this having this clarity of mind and this feeling of freshness, which was, you know, I hadn't experienced that in years just because of every weekend, the hangovers and all that kind of thing.
Talk to me about the types of holidays that you now organise. Like, what's involved in them, Lauren?
Okay, so there's definitely a sense of adventure with the trips that I organise. I'll tell you about a couple of things that we've got coming up. Now, in May, and this is a bit of a novelty thing we're doing in May, but it's really fun, really exciting. We're cycling from a town called Beer, which is in Devon, this actually exists, to a town called Soberton, which is in Hampshire. It's about 120 miles away. I know, it's a brilliant concept. And so this is a bit of a challenge, something a little bit different that we're doing. We're getting a bunch of sober people, New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Most people aren't really even into cycling. So we're doing that. And then we've got one more of our sort of conventional trips coming up in October, which is a week-long hike of this Camino de Santiago, which is in the north of Spain. It's a famous pilgrimage. Yeah. And so that's what we've got happening.
And I know a lot of, like, the Camino is huge for people at the minute. Like, I feel like I know a lot of people who are, you know, embarking on it and really want to do it. And this is a chance, I suppose, to do it with a group of like-minded people. Talk to me about the evenings, though. Like, is there a different navigation system? Because generally in the evening, you know, you're having a glass of wine, like, with your dinner. Like, is that different? Do you miss that? Or have you found that any of your group trips are kind of a bit, like, lost?
Well, one thing I will point out, definitely I'd say for anybody coming on our trips, we would recommend that they are, let's just say, out of the initial tough stages of early sobriety. So people would generally have about at least 6 months of sobriety under their belt where they're not feeling that intense kind of FOMO that happens at the beginning. But no, the trips, you know, we will go to restaurants where people are drinking around us and things like that. The key, Laura, is to fill up the days with just really kind of life-affirming, exciting kind of activities so that when it comes to the evening, people are not sitting around feeling like they're missing out. You know, we'll try different things, windsurfing, you know, whatever it is that people haven't tried before. Mm. And that's kind of a theme with sobriety anyway. People tend to fill up their days with new activities that make them, well, they just want to go for a nice wee nap then in the evening.
They're just wrecked. Talk to me though, because you just mentioned there about, like, you know, being in the restaurant in the evening and everyone's having a drink around you possibly. And what about if somebody maybe took this on a bit too early and was still in that, you know, the early stages of sobriety where they did have the FOMO and they decided to have a drink? What happens then on the We Love Lucid holidays?
Well, first of all, I would do my best to make sure there's no one on the trip that is going through that. Okay. Yeah. Thankfully, that has never actually happened. We've never had somebody come on who's, you know, sitting on the edge of their chair, just grasping for a drink. I really try to make it very clear that this is for people who are out of that stage and people that just want to get together with a bunch of other like-minded people and do some interesting things and visit a nice place. So yeah, that hasn't happened. And I really do everything to avoid that kind of situation. Okay. But yeah, if it did, you know, I would just deal with that at the time.
And as I said earlier, and I mean, this is the whole reason we're really talking about it, is like a lot of people right now might be doing Dry January, or they could have decided to given up the alcohol for good. As someone who has done that sober journey yourself, have you got any tips for people who just might be in the throes of it at the minute, who just have decided, you know, this life isn't for me, the hangovers aren't worth it, I don't sit well with alcohol, it's just not my life?
Yes, definitely. And I often think about this, something that could have helped me at the beginning. When you're in the thick of it at the beginning, it's very hard to imagine a different kind of life where you're not kind of thinking about booze all the time, or you know, you can't see how your life could be even exciting or, you know, fun again. Trust me, it can and it will. It's really a case of trusting and looking at, you know, other people's stories, listening to my story, and you kind of just have to believe it, because at the beginning it is a wee bit hard, you know. There's no getting away from that. You just have to stick with it and then you'll reap the benefits.
So We Love Lucid 2025, you've got Beer to Soberton, the cycle that's going on, and then you're also doing the Camino. Where can people find you if they're looking for you, Lauren?
All right, they can head to my website at welovelucid.com, and they can sign up there. There's a newsletter I write about sobriety. I talk about our trips, lots of different things every week. Also, we're on Instagram, and those are the main places.
The main ones, yeah. Lauren Burnison, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Lauren from We Love Lucid, the sober holidays. If that is something that you feel, you know, this is where I want to go in my life and this is what I want, and I don't have a group of friends that can help me out in this, Lauren is definitely your woman for that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
Bye now. We'll be right back after these.